Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Roll tape, please.
Okay, let's get this show rolling.
10 seconds.
Stand by, everybody.
John Fricke and Hugh Douglas. Live, local, and you can hear us all over Georgia.
Big Hugh, Big John, Big Guys, Big Show.
A three-time NFL Pro Bowler and a guy who's been covering the A for nearly John and Hugh, call the guys at 404-741-0929.
Wait, I thought I was the man.
No, you're my man.
Oh, okay. So my man, what do you mean I'm your...
No, not like that.
Okay.
My man, we cool.
Okay, gotcha.
John and Hugh are on the air.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
And it is a Friday for you. John Chuckery back in for John Fricke this morning on the morning show, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome into the Kia Studios for the next 4 hours. Chuckery and a banged up, beat up Hugh Douglas over here.
Mama, we made it. For real. I mean, yeah. Good morning, Atlanta. How's everybody doing
feel,
this morning?
Feel 47 today?
Woo. You know, yeah, I'm sore. Because as you know, I told you the other day, I started working back out again.
Right.
Because I was trying something different. I mean, I wasn't so much on the keto type diet,
mm-hmm.
but I decided that. I said,
That's
hey,
what
I'm going to try
to. Been doing, by the way. Randy's
he's doing
the keto? Yeah.
I've been hearing mixed. It's the keto thing is mixed results.
I'm doing the intermittent fasting, is what I'm
like
doing.
Fasting every now and basically, every other day or whatever?
No, basically, I only eat from like 11 in the morning to like 8 or 8:30 at night and then fast the rest of the time.
Okay, well, I try not to eat after 7 just as a rule.
Right, right.
Because, you know, as a bigger guy, you know how
I,
you know
I
that.
Just can't. I just, my life won't allow me to be able to only stop eating. But, like, if I get a workout, like usually what I've been doing is at night, like, if it's like 8 o'clock and I get home from workout, I'll just have, like, a protein shake or
yeah,
something like
that. That's probably the best route to go because, for me, I've noticed how, like, if I eat too late, the food will sit on my stomach.
Right.
But I tried before, I tried to leave the weights alone a little bit and just try to do the cardio thing, you know. Mm-hmm. And I was talking to my trainer, he's like, you know, that's not how, your body's not built like that. You have to work out. In right. order for you to have the most success, you have to work out. So I started working back out, man. And, you know, I was talking about leg day the other day and I couldn't move. But it's not the next day that gets you with leg day.
Right.
It's that third day.
Yeah. Yeah, that's that we used to call it the SDS, man, the second day soreness, man. That's what you start getting into.
Yeah, it did.
Couple days
like,
after.
Oh my goodness, and you don't want to be touched. You can't sleep. You can't not to be getting all up in the business, but you know it's kind of uncomfortable to go to the bathroom because you can't move and it's just bad.
Can't quite
just,
bend down.
Yeah, yeah. It's like you can't. You know you can't. You can't move your arms like, oh man, it's the worst.
It's like one of those things, like when you drop something on the floor, like, yeah, I'll, like, I'll get it next week.
Yeah, I'll leave it there.
Yeah, it won't go anywhere.
Oh, yeah.
I'll get it next week.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, so it's like I'm going through that right now, man. Clothes all over the place because I don't feel like picking them up. It's just a bad deal. It's a real bad deal. But it's like, and the sad part about it is I plan on going out of town this week, so I'm not going to have a chance to get, like, I'm going to have a couple days off from the gym. So I'm going to start from square one. When I get back. So I'm kind of thinking, like, even though I've taken this vacation time, I don't know if I'm going to go now or not.
You got to go.
Because I don't want to start over. Yeah, well, I think I'm going to go.
Well, you're only a few days in. It's not like you had, like, 3 months in. And then all this work and effort goes away.
Yeah,
and,
but it's just like that, you know, that initial soreness, though. Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's that adjustment to your body, man. I know. I've been there. Been there, done all that.
It's the worst.
We've got a really busy show today for you. So Carlos Bocanegra is going to join us at 9:20 today. Obviously, Atlanta United rolled last night over
took care
CS.
Of business.
Yeah, Herediano really took care of business 4-0 last night. Probably a match, honestly, that should have been even worse than what it was. But we'll talk about that here in just a minute. But We got some folks coming in at 9:40 today, Hugh, talk about a great charity event that is coming up in Atlanta to help out the historic west side of Atlanta. And if you had a chance last night to watch the Titan Games Championship, the women's champion, Charity Witt, is going to join us. She is an Atlanta girl. She's going to join us today in the, 8 o'clock hour.
She is a beast.
She is.
Much respect. I mean, you know, just
watch. Crazy.
Yeah, it was.
Crazy watching that.
It was like some of those obstacles that they were running through. I'm like, no, not in this body. Not right now.
No, I'm like, the final thing that they had were like their tipping over stuff to climb up it, and you're dragging a ball and chain, which is kind of like my ex-wife relationship. And then you're breaking stuff with sledgehammers, and you're climbing walls and stuff, and you know, supposedly, Hugh, this is all based around some of the workouts that The Rock has gone through.
I've
before.
Seen it. He's done it. Like I follow him on Instagram.
Uh-huh.
Like he's gotten it in. Like you can appreciate this. You know how you can see somebody's body transform. Like, yeah. Rock has always been a muscular dude.
Yeah.
But he went through that transformation.
Yeah, when he got off the gas.
No, I think he got more on the gas. When
he first go look at the puffy, swolled up Rock.
Mm-hmm.
And then go look at the – now, he may have been on a different kind of gas, but he went on the same gas. The swole up, I'm holding water. Puffy
no, yeah,
gas.
That's what I'm saying.
That's your oil and test and everything else.
He's leaned out. Yeah, leaned out a lot.
No, he's back to the Winnie V and everything else that you can, you know, shuck down. So what?
I didn't say that. This is all speculation, by the way.
No, of course.
As we say in
the wrestling podcast world, Hugh.
This is all
rumor and innuendo.
Yeah, this is all
rumor
speculation.
Rumor and innuendo.
But I tell you what, man, it was. I've seen him do some of the workouts that he has on his show. Those workouts are no joke. Like the whole sledgehammer thing. I haven't seen him do the breakthrough, the one where you break through the cement.
Right.
That's a lot. But I saw that last night.
He's in his 40s now, right?
Yeah, 48. I think he's 48.
Is he? He's older than we are?
Yeah.
Is he really?
He's got me by, I think, about a year or two. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, but he gets it in.
No, I know.
Have
you ever seen
46? Oh, no, I'm sorry. Yeah. I had it the other way around.
Have you ever seen his cheat day stuff?
Oh, yeah, he goes in. I am just – see, that's where I need to get to, Chuck. I need to get to where my cheat day – if I'm eating clean for the whole week, that my cheat day is two pizzas, that I can eat two pizzas and some sushi and stuff like that.
Have you seen how much sushi, though, he'll put out?
Oh, yeah,
one
like about 4 or 5
yeah.
pounds
like,
of sushi.
Like literally, he'll drain an ocean of all fish.
Yeah.
There's nothing
he go, like his cheat meals are things of beauty, to be totally honest. I mean, you look at what he's able to eat on his day when he decides to cheat, it's a pretty awesome thing.
And I'm sure we'll talk about at some point. It was a good day all the way around in Atlanta as Atlanta United rolls. And also, too.
The stunner.
And there it is! There's no call! And the ball is no call! Oh, he's talking! He's looking! The ball!
You know the look in his face! You've got to be fooled! It looks like the old Austin!
Rattlesnake's back.
You talking about
Rattlesnake's back? No.
Who? Oh, gotcha. Oh, I'm sorry. See, because we were talking, like, I knew we were talking about two different things last night when we were on the phone, and the stunner came up when we were in the Bryce Harper conversation.
I hope Bryce Harper's signed. I hope he gives Snitker a stunner right at home plate.
I don't think that's going to happen, but $330 million.
Not bad, huh?
Oh, not bad at all. You know, it's funny because I was talking to John Fricke about this a few days ago. And John's point of view was that, you know, players are more concerned about the money they make annually, like yearly.
They are?
Uh-uh. It's that bottom line, brother.
You know who worries about a per year?
Who?
People that don't make a whole lot of money to start with. That's who worries about that.
No, three, like, this is the thing. I can almost guarantee you that going into that negotiation, 13 years, that was just the number you threw on the back end. The $330 million was the most important number out of that whole negotiation.
Right.
I don't care how you slice that piece of pie up or how you divvy that up, the most important thing to me is that how much money I'm going to see on the end of that.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, I mean, it doesn't matter per year. The difference is, am I going to get an extra $40, $50 million in the life of that contract? So we're certainly going to talk about Bryce Harper and how this changes now the dynamic in the NL East. But last night at Fifth Third Bank Stadium, it was all about Atlanta United. Great crowd. Had a chance to watch it. I didn't listen to our broadcast here on 910 Game, but I was just watching it on my tablet last night. As Atlanta United rolls 4-0, advances in the CONCACAF Championship League. And Joseph Martinez last night scores the fastest goal in Atlanta United history.
And now Breck Shea in the left attacking third with a cross towards Joseph. Knocked down, it scores! Less than a minute into the match! Are you not entertained?
I get a kick out of Mike Conti in that, man. That was a great call. He's a great announcer for Atlanta United.
We talked a little bit yesterday with Longshore, and I really thought that Atlanta United would come out kind of guns blazing, mm-hmm. and they did. I mean, they came out pretty quick. Now, the first goal with Martinez was kind of just he cleaned up.
Yeah, cleanup goal.
Second goal with Gressel, though, that was pretty impressive. I mean, they ran a good set, but they came at Herediano last night. They were not going to let them settle in and get in that match. And it was 2-0 before you could even blink.
And I like the fact that in that first goal that Joseph Martinez got, he paid homage to his Miguel Almirón. Because, you know, he used to do the little twin thing. Yeah, that was pretty cool.
That's the NWO, baby.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
See, I thought it was – see, I'm thinking it was Dragon Ball Z when they do the fusion.
When they fuse and touch hands together. They were touching hands together.
Like
even though
fusion.
That was NWO.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
Nash would come out with that.
I think it might be a little bit of both. We'll just say that it's both, but I always thought it was the Dragon Ball Z fusion thing. I thought that's what it was.
And then of course, LGP last night got into the mix as he gives the final goal in a 4-0 whitewashing.
Nagby will chop it over to Barco on the far touchline. Play continues in the left attacking third. Cross by Barco, flicked in for a goal by Leandro Gonzalez Perez.
You know, honestly, if you watch last night, Hugh, they probably could have won 6 or 7-0. I mean, Herediano got taken out of that match very quickly. I know one thing. It was physical. They let those guys play last night. Poor Barco. I promise you, Barco never wants to see Herediano ever again. He got beat up and banged up again last night. He got knocked down from behind on a breakaway that didn't get called.
I think I saw that, yeah.
I mean, he just got beat up and banged up. And I guarantee you, man, he's feeling it. I guarantee these last two matches,
he's a little sore.
Been feeling it. Yeah, he didn't go to the gym and get his workout, but he got beat up on the field.
You know what? I don't know how I feel about. I'm happy that they won. Let me say that first, and I understand how important this is. But MLS play starts what on the third Sunday?
Yeah,
starts Sunday. I mean, how do you honestly feel about this? Because this is something that's you're gonna have to get prepared for this and get prepared for the season. And we've all talked about how. Which one do you really want?
Right.
The CONCACAF Championship or another MLS Cup? Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know how I feel about this right now.
It's going to be interesting. The team that they play, I guess, kind of barely eked by themselves. You know, the Red Bulls are in this tournament, too, and they advanced as well. All right, we had a chance yesterday to catch up with NFL Network's Bucky Brooks talking about the NFL Combine, which starts today, now that we finally got Kyler Murray measured. We'll let you hear that interview next. Hugh Douglas, John Chuck, we're in for Fricky. Sports Radio 910 The Game.
Center. As you head out today, you're going to start to see the rain moving into the region. Already have it rating of the 75 corridor as you travel up past Ackworth and north of that, 575. You're next to get in on some of the rainfall. Around town, just some showers or maybe some drizzle or just some dry spots where you are. But again, that's going to change as we head through the rush hour. So prepare yourself for that. Elsewhere, we're looking at a stalled vehicle that was 400 north right at 285. That's been cleared. Clear the crash, 75 north at Chastain. Had a stall, really a tire changer was headed 20 westbound over by Lithonia Industrial Boulevard. From the Game Time Traffic Center, I'm Stephanie Stallworth on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Our Hawks play here.
Bounces underneath to John and he jams again. And the Hawks lead 116-107. It's a long pass for John Collins. He jams! And the Hawks have taken a 114-107 lead. Bang!
Our Hawks. Hawks play here.
Bang! Trey Young with a three, and he got fouled on the play with 3:46 remaining.
Catch every moment of every Hawks game here.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
At Hardee's, we know no one wants a tough commute. Remember that guy Odysseus, Shackleton, anyone who went near the Bermuda Triangle? No, you want your day to start as painless as possible. And Hardee's new Rise and Shine coffee helps you on that quest. Our new bold yet smooth coffee is free with any purchase. And because it's free, it's already more impressive than whatever Marco Polo commuted all that way for.
Hardee's because it tastes better.
Offer valid for a limited time at participating restaurants with purchase of any menu item at regular price. Tax not included. Limit one per customer per visit. Not valid with any other offer or discount.
Did you know that Hulu, yes, Hulu, has live sports? Watch your favorite teams and more on 60-plus live and on-demand channels, all without a cable or satellite subscription. Get live TV for sports, news, and more. Tons of shows and movies and exclusive originals, all for a fraction of the cost of cable. It's hassle-free, so you can set up in minutes and cancel anytime. Don't miss a moment of the action. Watch on the go on your favorite devices with Hulu. Live TV plan required for live content. Restricted supply. Learn more at Hulu.com.
Hey, business owners. It's switch and save days at Comcast Business. Right now, when you switch to the nation's largest gig speed network, you save on fast, reliable internet. Get started with 25 megabit internet and voice for $59.90 per month for a two-year agreement when you sign up for EcoBill and automatic payment. That's $650 off our regular yearly price. Just one more way we take your business beyond. There's never been a better time to switch to Comcast Business. But hurry, switch and save days ends April 5th. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 4/5/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. Two-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra subject to change.
Jaron Solomon from Solomon Brothers here, inviting you to our Spring Bridal event. Join us March 8th through March 10th for 60 months interest-free financing or 20% off participating designer bridal jewelry. Solomon Brothers offers the largest diamond inventory in the Southeast and an amazing selection of designer jewelry. Solomon Brothers, 17th floor of Tower Place in Buckhead, online at solomonbrothers.com. Follow us on Instagram at Solomon Brothers.
Another sports flash, just moments away.
Right now, rejuvenating your bathroom is a pleasure at the Home Depot. Starting with the powerful Waterpik Torrent Showerhead at a new lower price of just $19.98. With 9 spray settings, including a power pulse massage with up to twice the massage force of other spray heads. So treat your bath well, and it'll return the favor. Save on the Waterpik Torrent Showerhead now during the Winter Kitchen and Bath event, only at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid through March 24th while supplies last.
24/7, 365. You're up and at them every day, so you don't want something like Medicare Part D to slow you down. At Walgreens, we'll take care of your Medicare Part D prescriptions, saving you time and money. Make the switch to Walgreens today and get more by earning 100 balance reward points and save up to $5 on each Medicare Part D prescription when Walgreens is your preferred pharmacy. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Prescription savings applies to Tier 1 generics when you fill out a preferred versus a non-preferred pharmacy on select plans. Points can't be earned in New York, New Jersey, or Arkansas. Other restrictions and limitations apply.
And now, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Haviland Express Loop Sports Flash. For specials and more, go to HavilandSportsFlash.com.
I'm Paul Crane. This update is brought to you by the Georgia Aquarium. What a night for Atlanta United at Kennesaw State as the MLS Cup champions knew they had to have a big win to move on in the CONCACAF Champions League, and it did not take long to step on Arellano's throat.
And now Breck Shea in the left attacking third with a cross towards Joseph. Knocked down and scores! Less than a minute into the match!
Our Mike Conte on the call. The goal, 47 seconds, the fastest in team history. Julian Gressel added another a few minutes later. United was on its way to a dominating 4-0 win and will head to Mexico for the quarterfinals after opening the MLS season Sunday in Washington, D.C.
I feel okay. Had a tiny little cramp there in the last 2 minutes, but yeah, I feel okay. You know, we'll have a few days to recover, and if I play Sunday, then great, you know, and I want to be on the field. I want to start the MLS season right.
That's Julian Gressel. Sunday's match at D.C. United will be heard on Star 94.1 starting at 5:30. The Hawks host Chicago tonight, hoping to build on Wednesday night's thrilling overtime win. Pregame begins at 7 here on 92.9. Now at Georgia Aquarium, you can get up close and personal with California sea lions. Go behind the scenes and interact with these charismatic animals while learning more about the aquarium's conservation initiatives. Book yours today at georgiaaquarium.com. Keeping you up to date on Atlanta sports as it happens, I'm Paul Crane from the Kia Studios on your home for tonight's Hawks-Bulls game. Tip off at 7:30. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Spring training time. Keep it here for all the latest from Florida and our Atlanta Braves.
Catch our exclusive Braves coverage here. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
NFL Combine getting underway today. It's all starting up as everybody got their heights and measurements yesterday. So all that taking place up in Indianapolis. We had a chance yesterday, Hugh and I, to talk to NFL Network's Bucky Brooks about the combine and what is going on up there. Here's a chance to let you hear what he had to say as we get ready for all the action in Indianapolis. We got to the waitfor.com hotline from NFL Network. Bucky Brooks joining us at Bucky Brooks on Twitter. Morning to you, Bucky.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you doing?
Good.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
You know, Hugh and I were having a discussion earlier, Bucky, about the importance of the combine. And the reason that I ask is with all the different things now between everybody can be seen on TV and all the film, and obviously the Senior Bowl where NFL teams get to work with you for a whole week. You know, we're talking about right now at the Combine, the number one story is what height is Kyler Murray going to measure in at? Where do you see the importance of the Combine amongst all of the different platforms that NFL teams can evaluate players nowadays?
It's still a significant piece of the platform because it's the first time that coaches and scouts really get a chance to get around the players. When you're scouting in the fall, you go to the school, but you don't really get a chance to meet them. You don't get a chance to measure them and really assess who they are and what potentially they could bring into the locker room. And so it's not necessarily about the evaluation on what they do on the field. It's really getting to know them, get all the background and medical information in order, and then just trying to determine what kind of character they have and how that fits into the culture of your locker
room. So Bucky, I know going to the combine, do you think there's more emphasis on the fact, the workouts and all of those measurements, or more so on just trying to get in the head of the player? Which do you think is the most important thing for most teams?
You know, it really depends on the player, but a lot of times it's really just trying to get in the head of the player, because I want you to think about it this way. The only time you really get a chance to visit with players, you get 15 minutes at the combine during an interview session. You get whatever time you're able to spend around them at the pro day. And then if you bring them into the team for one of your 60 visits, that's not a lot of time to make some of these multi-million dollar decisions that you have to make. So what you're trying to do is quickly you're trying to assess, who is this guy? What is he about? How passionate is he about football? What other things does he have going on in his life that could potentially be distractions? And is he the kind of guy that we want to bring into the locker room? Yes, you have some guys who have medical situations and some other character issues that you want to vet out. But really, it's just that simple. It's really trying to get an introduction of who the player is, and does your team and coaching staff kind of like what he brings to the table outside of his play.
Bucky Brooks from NFL Network joining us here on the waitfor.com hotline. Of course, NFL Network's going to have all your coverage of the 2019 NFL Scouting Combine March 1st. Which is tomorrow through March 4th. Give me a couple of names, Bucky, of guys that are on your radar that maybe you don't feel like you know as much about or haven't seen as much of that you're intrigued to see these next few days.
Well, I mean, just coming out your way down in Atlanta, I think Riley Ridley, wide receiver from Georgia, is one that is intriguing. People are all over the map on him in terms of where he can go. Some people view him as a guy that is like one of the safest bets at wide receiver, but you just don't know how fast he is. So what he does here will really go a long way to determine whether he joins his brother Calvin as a first-round pick. I think when you go and really look at the quarterback class, I think it is a big discussion on who ranks as the number one guy. Is it Dwayne Haskins? Is it Kyler Murray? You talk about Kyler Murray's height. Can you get past that, and can he play in the league, and are you willing to adapt your offense to make sure he can be successful? Do you want Dwayne Haskins, who has all of the prototypical stuff that we've always wanted from franchise quarterbacks for years, but he's only played as a starter for one season? So where does that kind of fit and the quarterback evaluation. Then you have guys like Drew Lock and Daniel Jones and others who are also vying to be first-round picks at the position. But at the end of the day, this draft will be known for the meat and potatoes, meaning the defensive line is loaded. There are a ton of guys that can come and be difference makers at the point of attack, whether it's Quinnen Williams, Nick Bosa, Montez Sweat from Mississippi State, Jalen Ferguson, who is coming out of Louisiana Tech. There are a ton of guys that can play on the front line and impact the game. It's really exciting for teams that are looking to kind of reset the foundation of their franchises by really building a strong defense.
Bucky, expand a little bit on what you said with the quarterbacks. When you talk about who shakes out at number one, what are teams going to be looking for? I mean, they're going to get a chance to throw at pro days on their own campus and all that kind of stuff. Is it more of just, I don't want to say a disruptive setting, but maybe a setting where they don't have all their comfort zone that they're trying to figure out about these guys?
It's a little bit about like them being in an uncomfortable environment and how they choose to compete, how they perform in that. But quarterbacks, more so than anything, the interviews matter, because what you want to do is you want to assess where they are in terms of their football acumen. What do they know? What have they been asked to process? How quickly can they pick up on some of the complex concepts that some teams like to use? Do you have to meet them halfway and take their system and mix it with your system so they can be successful? For the quarterbacks, it is really the mental game. How do you command the room? Do you have leadership ability? Can they view you as the face of the franchise? Can they view you as a guy that is leading the team out of the tunnel because your leadership skills are so exemplary? There's a lot of stuff that you're trying to assess with the quarterbacks, and a little of it has to do with their physical ability. It more has to do with determining what their intangible qualities are.
You know, speaking of that, you're talking about a guy like Kyler Murray, and I know that we're still trying to evaluate. I mean, it hasn't done a whole lot. The combine just started. But when you look at him and his stature and his skill set as a quarterback, what type of offense do you think that he needs to be in to be successful at the next level?
I think Kyler can play in any system, to be honest. Like, I think a lot of it is overblown. I think if you go back and check the numbers, he had maybe the fewest batted passes of anyone in college football last year as a starting quarterback. He only had five passes that were batted at the line of scrimmage. Based on the way he throws the ball, the arm angles, he gets the ball out and he can find passing lanes. And we've seen, Drew Brees in New Orleans, Russell Wilson, Baker Mayfield, those guys having success has helped teams kind of become comfortable with having a guy that is a non-prototypical quarterback in the position. I think the big thing that Kyler can do is he can kind of change the narrative about him. Everyone is focusing on the height. Everyone is focusing on, like, oh, does he really love football because he had the baseball deal that he walked away from? I think if he dazzles on the turf, meaning if he shows out as an athlete, because there have been, like, reports that he may run in the 4-3 range. Mm-hmm. If he runs in the 4-3 range and then he puts that A-plus arm talent, all that conversation about his height will go out the window, and people would then begin to tap into the imagination of what could we do with a special athlete like this at the quarterback spot.
Bucky Brooks joining us on the WaitForIt.com hotline, NFL Network analyst. Of course, NFL Network's going to have all your live coverage of the 2019 NFL Scouting Combine. Starts up tomorrow, takes you through the 4th. You talked about the deep defensive draft, and obviously that's a need right here for this franchise here. What do you think these teams are looking for nowadays? We hear about the difference in the college game versus the pro game, especially at line of scrimmage play. What do you think, especially let's take our local team here, how they're looking to evaluate some of these guys?
I mean, the game is so different. You know, like the college game is so different, and they kind of speed it up with all the no huddle, quick tempo stuff. It makes it really hard. It's hard to evaluate offensive linemen because they rarely fire out and play what we call big boy football, where they're asked to move people off the ball. It's hard to evaluate running backs because the lanes are so big and you're doing it. And then in quarterbacks, it's really difficult because you really don't know how complex these systems are. And so when you think about the teams and what you're trying to assess, the challenge is trying to take what you see on tape, have a conversation with the player, and then kind of spit it out and figure out what is he going to be at the next level. That's the challenge that all of these teams are facing as they kind of go through the combine and try to pinpoint which players are guys that they deem to be high prospects on their boards.
When you look at this draft, this combine coming up, Buck, I know every year there is one guy that everybody kind of slept on at the combine. You know, everybody, one guy that everybody kind of slept on leading up to the combine, and then at the combine he kind of breaks out. If you could guesstimate that right now, I don't know how much you've been paying attention to it, or if there's a favorite you have in this combine, who would be your dark horse in this combine to be the guy to say, hey, man, don't sleep on this cat. This cat might be a special player.
I think the guy that's going to be the toughest one for everyone is going to be the corner from LSU, Greedy Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Greedy Williams has been talked about as like a top corner. But then when you talk to NFL teams, they're really undecided on how good he really is. There's questions about his tackling, his toughness, his overall physicality, those things. However, I've been told by multiple people down at LSU that he is going to light it up when it comes to running and testing, and that is going to cloud the evaluation because people may view him as a shutdown corner, but there's several teams that tell me he doesn't have that kind of ability, and that's where the dilemma comes from. Do you value the player that you saw on tape versus the athlete that you see on the field? He's going to challenge how scouts evaluate the position and what they value more.
So, Bucky, what do you remember about this whole process about the combine and getting ready for the draft? What is your most fond memory of going through this whole process?
I think my fondest memory is when I went through it personally back in 94. You know, like back then, it was an unknown deal. You're kind of going to this mysterious place. You didn't know what you were going to be doing. You didn't know the test they were going to ask you to run. So you kind of walk in blind and ill-prepared. But I think when you're a kid, and I think most kids that play football dream of having the opportunity to play at the next level, at the highest level. And then you walk in and you see the Jimmy Johnsons and the Al Davises. You see the coaches that you used to look at on TV. And now you have an opportunity to kind of state your case. I think for everyone that is here, everyone that has an opportunity to get one step closer to the dream, I think it kind of harkens back to the time that they're 7 and 8 years old running back into the park, and now they're that much closer to being the guy that they claimed to be when they were on the playground. I think that is exciting, and that's the fun part to watch when I see these guys kind of laying on the line this weekend.
Follow him on Twitter, at Bucky Brooks. He's going to be part of the NFL Network coverage. It's going to be happening March 1st through the 4th on NFL Network in 2019 NFL Scouting Combine. Bucky, appreciate the time, buddy. Thanks for joining us. Have fun up there.
Don't work too hard, man.
I'm not going to work too hard. Appreciate it, man.
No problem.
There you go. So, and we got Hawks and Bulls coming up a couple of times this weekend. The afternoon show had a chance to catch up with Trae Young, maybe back in the Rookie of the Year picture. We'll talk about that and hear from him as well. It's all next on The Morning Show with John and Hugh, except it's Chuckery, back on Sports Radio 910 The Game.
Baseball is back.
There it is!
Get exclusive Braves coverage from Florida here.
Join us as we go live to spring training in Florida with our broadcast team of Brian Jordan, Joe Patrick, and more.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Back in the Kia Studios on The Morning Show, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. John Chuckery in for John Fricke, Hugh Douglas with you here. Hawks, busy weekend as they take on the Chicago Bulls tonight, then turn right back around and take them on Sunday as they will be home tonight at State Farm up in Chicago on Sunday. Of course, we have all of your coverage right here on 92.9 The Game. Steve Holman on the call for everything for you. The afternoon show yesterday, Dukes and Bell had a chance. They talked with Trae Young, a rookie guard for the Atlanta Hawks, and of course been having a monster month stretch here coming off a tremendous game the other night. Let's let you hear from Trae Young as he had a chance to chat with our afternoon guys.
Unbelievable night. You and John Collins combined for 70. You got to the stripe last night. Was that a concerted effort or just the flow of the game? You got so many free throws last night.
It was really just the flow of the game. I mean, with everything going on, the game was really physical from the beginning, and it was just a conservative effort from our team just trying to get to the line. So, it was really just the flow of the game last night.
So what's been going on with you, man? I mean, it seems like you've hit a switch, and it's unusual for rookies to seemingly get better after the All-Star break. Normally, guys, you know, coming out of college like yourself and Young, you guys don't play that many games, and you get to the NBA, and you're like, whoa, you seem like you've hit a switch. What's been the difference for you?
I mean, for me, everything's just starting to slow down a little bit more for me. I told everybody coming in, I think for me, playing the point guard position, I just needed games under my belt to get me used to the games, used to the travel, used to the back-to-backs. For me, I just needed to play. And that was going to be my learning curve. And so the more we're seeing these teams and the later the season has came on, the more the game has slowed down for me. So I think really just after that first little part of the season, and I was able to play a lot of games, it's starting to all slow down for me.
Rookie of the Year candidate Trey Young is with us here on the WadeFort.com hotline as we're live at Twin Peaks. Goes for a monster night last night. Trey, obviously, because of the draft and how it played out, you and Luka are kind of going to be linked for a long time. Were you nervous? Was there any extra sauce when you had to play Luka in that skills competition head-to-head?
No, I wasn't any nerves. For me, I wanted to win, but I knew, me and him going up against each other in the skills competition, they even more eyes are going to be watching. It was fun. He's one of my good friends. We talk every now and then. But yeah, we know we're linked with each other, and it's a little bit of a competition. So I know it's going to be there forever.
Trey Young on the line with us here as we broadcast live from Twin Peaks. It's Dukes and Bell. As far as, you know, when people bring up things, and I know you're a student of the game. I've talked to enough people that know you and have you know, watched you and followed you. You're the third rookie to have 35 points and 5 assists in consecutive games. The other two names you might be familiar with, a guy named Allen Iverson, Hall of Famer, and Michael Jordan. You're familiar with those guys, right?
Yeah, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Pretty impressive, Trey. Do you keep up with that kind of stuff? Where does that fall when you are looking at how you perform and, you know, night in and night out, you're just going out and battling? But that's a pretty impressive stat.
Oh, for sure. Anytime I'm mentioned in a category with, legends like that, it's an honor. It's very humbling. But for me, I just go out and just have fun and play. I try to compete. And the numbers are what they are, and after the end of the night, then I find out, what all the numbers mean, what all happens with that. But I don't go out just trying to search for things, trying to search for numbers. I just go out and try to compete and try to help get my team a win.
It is Trey Young with us, guys, from the Atlanta Hawks, third in the NBA in assists right now.
My rookie of the year.
As we said, the guy's just putting up monster numbers and getting more and more comfortable. And we're two of your biggest fans there, man. You know, it's tough because you got a rookie coach. You're a rookie. You had a guy like Jeremy Lin on the squad. Eventually, he gets traded. But you guys got like Vince Carter. How helpful have the veterans been this year?
Oh, the veterans have been great for me. Vince, obviously, has been a big piece of helping me. More off the court. Just handling all the hype and everything coming in. He was a number 5 pick, traded. He's been able to help me a lot with everything coming at me off the court. And Jeremy and Baze, as far as on the court, those guys have been, terrific, for me, and helping me learn and just how to handle all the struggles of an NBA season, especially being a rookie. So, it's been great having veteran guys around me that I can lean on.
Trey, last week I saw your tweet about Zion when that whole thing went down with the shoe, and you were like, shut it down. And people were like, no, no. And then people were coming at you about it and trying to compare your college career to his. And I found it interesting. You were like, look, I had to go prove myself, you know, and I thought it was interesting how you saw that, but you still feel that way? You think that Zion, and apparently he's going to come back, but you still feel like if it was you or he was part of your family, you tell him to shut it down?
Yeah, well, for me, in that situation, I think I went off of what I was feeling in the moment for my man Zion. I know everything he's going through, and with everything going at him, he's a 19-year-old, kid. Like, for me, last year, that was me, and, I knew all I wanted to do was play basketball. No matter what was going on, I just wanted to play, whether I was injured or not. And it's hard to see, the future. And for him, he's going to be able to play for a long time, God willing, in the NBA. And so, for me, I said that off of, emotion, but at the end of the day, I want him to do what's best for him. And his family. I wanted him to make the right decision for him and his family. And if he decides to come back, that's great for him. I want him to come back, and it's fun watching him each and every night. So for me, I was saying that just because I know what he's going through, and it's just a little bit of me just looking out for his future and what he's gonna be able to do in the league someday. And And I did get in a little conversation on social media where I was just telling somebody just how our paths were way different. And he came in with a lot of hype. My hype really didn't start till I started playing in college. So me, I felt like I had to prove a lot more in college than he did. So it was just a little bit different.
It is Trae Young with us, guys. Rookie of the Year candidate here on the WaitFor.com hotline. Another monster night. He and John Collins come out for 70 points. Here's the problem, Trae. We got down so we could pick you up, and we want to go get another star, but the problem is you guys are too good this year. We need you guys to be bad, but it's just something that's not happening because you and John have really put together something, and that chemistry, it's just it's really happened very naturally for the two of you.
Yeah, for sure. We've started to come together, started to play really well as of late, and actually, we have had John from the beginning of the season. Who knows? We could be competing in the playoffs. But I mean, I think the chemistry me and John and all the other guys have on this team is actually tremendous. For us, just being together for such a short time, it's been great being with this team and learning. And I think the future is bright. I mean, here in Atlanta, so. I'm super excited to be a part of it.
Trae, what are you bumping, man, before games? How what's your relationship with Migos, by the way? Quavo, what's your relationship with those guys?
I mean, I have a pretty good relationship with those guys. Me and Quavo are pretty tight, pretty close. So we talk every now and then. Offset has got a new album out. I talk to him. It's a pretty cool relationship I have with a lot of the local guys, 2 Chainz, Gucci, all those guys. It's awesome to see the connection with the artists and the athletes. So it's pretty cool.
All things being equal, it's a pretty cool town to play basketball in, isn't it?
Oh, it's a great time. It's a great time.
Well, hey, man, we've been, again, really excited to watch just how you've been just lighting it up. And, again, even more season to play. Hopefully you continue to put the big numbers up. And we'll be talking about you as the Rookie of the Year, my man.
Hey, man, keep doing what you're doing. We're going to keep pumping you up and supporting you, man. Win, lose, or draw, and keep battling every night. Trae Young, thanks so much for jumping by.
Appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Hey, man, Hawks and Bulls tonight, State Farm Arena, 7 o'clock pregame, 7:30
tip. That's going to be a good one.
All your actions right here on Sports
really.
Radio 99 The Game.
I lied. It ain't going to be no good one.
Oh, wow. Dang. Hey, let's react to Atlanta United. Huge win last night, advancing now in the CONCACAF. We'll talk about that next. Here's some audio from last night. It's all next. John Chuckery, Hugh Douglas, hanging out on the morning show, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.